the fourth installment of the series of sermons on prayer today. Again, we've been making our way through all these readings, and it's like, Father, can you really squeeze a sermon about prayer out of every one of these Gospels? Yes. When you consider the fact that our whole existence and the Scriptures and salvation story is all about us getting to know God and be with Him, it's not surprising that every Gospel is teaching us something about prayer, how to get closer to the One who we need to be united with if we're going to live. And today's readings tell us even more than just that. I mean, we started with the Old Testament reading from Wisdom that revealed death is in the world, but God didn't plan it that way. We're reminded, like, oh yeah, we have free will. Shucks. You know, we can choose to be with God, filled with His life, everything going well, or we can choose to reject Him and separate ourselves from Him, and then death enters the world. We know the devil had a part to do with that, of course, but we can't blame him entirely. He tempted us. No one can force our hand, neither God nor the devil. It's our choice. We're reminded of that, like, oh yes, we have free will. And I told you last week, and unless you're a visitor, welcome visitors, you're getting right into the middle of a big sermon series here. Last week, that today we get into the mechanics of prayer, like, how does this actually make sense? How does prayer actually accomplish what you're telling us it accomplishes, Father Zabo? Well, if we have free will and get to choose whether to be filled with God's life or to live apart from Him in death, then we must have a way of choosing. God must have given us an ability to choose. And if we believe He's a loving God, then He would make it very easy to choose Him. Well, prayer, simply put, is that moment in every day. And when we grow in it, it can be a constant action of our heart where we choose God. We just let Him in. We open our hearts and our souls, a channel for His love and life to fill us up. Like that's what happens, you know, in the inner workings of prayer. When someone prays, again, it's not magic. It's not like saying the right words and looking like the Blessed Virgin all holy over there. No, it's just saying, Lord, I want You in my life. I want You to help me with this. You might not even use words. Again, remember, everything we've talked about so far is how easy and natural and important prayer is. The woman suffering from hemorrhages didn't even use words. You know how, like, you're talking to babies sometimes? It's like, use your words, honey. God doesn't even require that of us. She crawled through this crowd. He didn't even, well, He knew. He knew she was doing this. But no one else. And she reaches out and touches Him. That's her prayer. See, there's no magic here. It's just a heart that yearns for God and then acts on that in some way with a true desire to be one with Him, to choose Him, not to reject Him, but to choose Him. She touches Him. That was her prayer. Touched the Lord and, He flowed in her heart, just a torrent of love and grace because he could see how much He yearned for her. That's what we do when we pray every day. And that'd be really convenient if, of course, we felt like praying every day and it was easy, in our weakness to sit down and do it. But it's not. And that's probably why still myself included, we don't pray as much as we should. But today, I'm telling you now how it works. And if you consider how easy it is, even a baby can pray. We talked about the first week. Crying out to his father and mother. And when a baby cries in Mass, we're like, amen. That should be us crying out with such simple love. In the second week, we talked about how prayer doesn't seem the way we'd expect. It seems like we're wasting our time sometimes, just sitting there praying. And in the third week, last week, we talked about how prayer doesn't have to be pretty. The disciples on the stormy seas of Galilee cry out to Jesus, yelling at Him, screaming, afraid for their lives, and He answers that prayer. And now it's like, man, think about how beautiful prayer works. It's that moment when our love for God is like made real. We choose to act on our desire to be with Him, and He comes right in. And last of all, I want to leave you with like the kind of more troubling side of this, because I don't know, maybe there's someone here who's been listening to me for the past 4 weeks and still is not praying every day, even in a small way. Remember, you have to choose. You don't get to chill out in some waiting room for a while and be all comfy cozy. You're either with God or you are with the devil. There's no middle ground between life and death. Like, you're one or the other. And so if you do not choose to be with God, then you are thereby choosing to be apart from Him. And we'll be living a life of death. And if you're just getting thrown in the middle of this, maybe you just consider, is your life filled with joy and peace and love? Are you constantly yearning like, man, there's got to be something more? Are you like the woman with the hemorrhage who has gone to so many doctors looking for cures? Not from Jesus. Of course, this woman had a real condition and she needed the doctors to fix that, and Jesus healed her of that, but she's an image for us who wander through this world looking for happiness and joy and satisfaction and fulfillment and anything the world has to offer. And we're made worse, as the scripture said. After all these doctor visits, she was worse than she was before. Then stop doing that. Like, stop trying to find happiness in this world. Stop, being lazy or resentful or hateful of God. Like, just give Him a chance. And it doesn't have to be anything big. 5 minutes a day where you sit down and say, Lord, please help me. Like the cry of a small child. All it takes. If you're not doing that, then just know, as a loving father, I tell you, you are dead. And your life is guaranteed miserable. I've been there. I was there for a long time. And you don't have to stay there. The devil might make you think it's so hard. It's not. You can start very small. Like the disciples crying out imperfectly, like an infant crying to their mom or dad. You start small, the Lord will rush into your life immediately. You'll activate that beautiful mechanics of prayer where the Lord is able to enter the life of a soul who asks for Him. Maybe even today. Whether you're a prayer warrior and just going deeper and deeper, or someone who needs to start today, ask for the grace in Holy Communion for God to fill your life, to come in, and just give you sometimes the discipline and the strength to start doing this every day, even when it's hard.